To whom do we go when we're looking for support, encouragement, or advice? Probably most people have maybe a go-to person, whether that's their spouse, a sibling, a parent, a good friend, or someone that we know that we can go to. They'll listen to us, and they'll give us good advice and encouragement, and they'll help us probably to see things from another perspective that could bring us peace and greater confidence. In our gospel today, we can imagine the people who had come to the synagogue Saturday after Saturday, hearing from the prophets and waiting and longing for the Messiah, the one that they could look to bring greater meaning to their lives, the one that they could look to bring about freedom and liberation from sin for God's people. In the gospel today, of course, we hear Jesus unrolling the scroll from the prophet Isaiah, speaking those words from Isaiah, and then after he sat down, we hear, "The eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him." The eyes of all looked intently at him. The people wondered and began to be excited that maybe just Jesus was the one that they were looking for, the one who would bring them the freedom, the liberation, and one who would help them to see things from a new perspective and bring greater depth and meaning to their lives, be the very meaning of their lives. This is a really important lesson for us. Just the act of those in the synagogue, what they did to keep their eyes on Jesus, to look intently at him. Because in our lives, as we go through changes, as we go through illness in the family, as we lose our loved ones, as we go through difficulties in relationships or with work or sufferings or whatever struggles there might be, it all can seem very overwhelming when we look at things just from our own perspective. But if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, knowing that he is with us, everything changes. We gain that new perspective. We can look to the one who gazes on us with love, the one who has given his life for us, the one who continues to pour out his love and his grace and mercy for us each day, and inviting us to walk with him in friendship, reminding us through the scriptures that he is with us until the end of the ages, that he will never abandon us, that in our suffering, we are never alone because Jesus has suffered and paid the greatest price for each of us. He invites us to find the peace which is beyond all understanding, the peace which the world cannot give. Yes, Jesus invites us to fix our eyes upon him. I say this partially because of this transition that we're going through, just beginning next weekend with our new mass schedule, and probably more than a few people are having difficulty with it, and there's some pain because of the change. But Jesus, again, invites us to keep our eyes fixed on him, knowing that he is with us, and knowing that together, we can walk through this together and we can become stronger. And that's where St. Paul's first letter to Corinthians, that passage today, reminds us that though we are many parts, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. We are one St. John's Parish family, part of the Church of the Diocese of Toledo, part of the larger universal Catholic Church. Yes, we are one body. We are not 5 o'clock people, 8:30 people, 10 o'clock people, 11:30 people, or whatever else you want to say. We are one body in Christ. We are one parish family. And the Lord invites us and calls us to support one another, to walk with one another, to pray for one another. And especially this coming weekend, it will be a transition for everyone here, but be ready to smile. Be ready to be as welcoming as you've ever been. And the great opportunity that we have for more our body, the body of this family, to come together, to join together and to encourage one another as, yes, we offer our lives in worship to the Father, but also we celebrate and give thanks for God bringing us together as his family. Because we also hear St. Paul say that God has so constructed the body so that there would be no division in the body, but so that all the parts would have the same concern for one another. So again, let's continue to pray for one another, encourage one another, and walk along with one another through this transition. And the readings are very beautiful this weekend because they remind us what we're all about as we come to celebrate the Eucharist, as we enter into this sacrifice of Christ. As Jesus read those words in the synagogue, bringing glad tidings to the poor, to let the captives go free, to bring liberty to captives, to free the oppressed, and recovery of sight to the blind. That's what the Lord wants to do for us every time we come to Mass, but also every day as we live out our relationship with Him. That perhaps in spite of our doubts or confusions or our fears, He wants to assure us that He is with us. He wants to bring us His peace. He wants to bring us the strength and the grace that we have, and knowing that we have our Lord walking with us at every step of the way, our Lord who never leaves us. And so we're reminded of that so powerfully every time we come here to hear the Scriptures. The Lord comforts and strengthens our hearts. And then, of course, the Lord not only comes to us in the Word, the Lord comes to us through the celebration and the liturgy of the Eucharist, where we enter into His sacrifice, where we experience a foretaste and a share in the liturgy of heaven. The worship of God in heaven is made present to us every time we come to gather here for the Eucharist. What an amazing blessing as we join the angels and saints in our praise and worship of God. And then Jesus, of course, the Lamb that was slain, offers Himself to us, His body and blood, soul and divinity, to comfort us, to strengthen us with His very life, so that we always know that He is with us, and He will strengthen us to go forward as well, sharing Him with all those that we meet.